Hello and welcome to Bible 365 with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and having a really good day, and I hope that the Lord is blessing you in your daily lives as you go about your business. Now, you join us on day 356 of the programme, and we're going to be reading from Nahum, that's the whole of Nahum in the Old Testament, and then off into the New Testament to Revelation, and it's the whole of chapter 13. And it's great to have you alongside with us today, whether you're joining for the first time or whether you've been here right the way through. May God bless you as you hear and read the word with us today. If it is your first time, make sure that once you've watched this video, if you go into day one of the programme, and there'll always be a video or a podcast ready for you. And if you like what you see and would like to support the channel, please consider subscribing or giving it a like, as that helps YouTube to put the video out and put them also on the podcast platforms. It gets them more out into the public eye, so more people can hear the word, and hopefully they will sure, as the Lord says, will bless them by reading the word, because it never goes out in an unproductive way. There's always a blessing from it. It's always done for the good of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's get started with Nahum chapter 1, a prophecy concerning Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. The Lord's anger against Nineveh. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and vents his wrath against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and dries it up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the blossoms of Lebanon fade. The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence, the world and all who live in it. Who can withstand his indignation? Who can endure his fierce anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. The rocks are shattered before him. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. But with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. They will be entangled among thorns and drunk from their wine. They will be consumed like dry stubble. From you, Nineveh, has one come forth who plots evil against the Lord and devises wicked plans. This is what the Lord says. Although they have allies and are numerous, they will be destroyed and pass away. Although I have afflicted you, Judah, I will afflict you no more. Now I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away. The Lord has given a command concerning you, Nineveh. You will have no descendants to bear your name. I will destroy the images and the idols that are in the temple of your gods. I will prepare your grave, for you are vile. Look, there on the mountains, the feet of the one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Celebrate your festivals, Judah, and fulfill your vows. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed. Nahum chapter 2. Nineveh to fall. An attacker advances against you, Nineveh. Guard the fortress, watch the road. Brace yourselves, marshal all your strength. The Lord will restore the splendour of Jacob, like the splendour of Israel. Through destroyers have laid them waste, and have ruined their vines. The shields of the soldiers are red, the warriors are clad in scarlet. The metal on the chariots flashes on the day that they are made ready. The spears of juniper are brandished, the chariots storm through the streets. Rushing back and forth through the squares, they look like flaming torches. They dart about like lightning. Nineveh summons her picked troops, yet they stumble on their way. They dash to the city wall. The protective shield is put in place. The river gates are thrown open, and the palace collapses. It is decreed that Nineveh be exiled and carried away. Her female slaves moan like doves and beat on their breasts. Nineveh is like a pool whose water is draining away. Stop, stop, they cry, but no one turns back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold. The supply is endless, the wealth from all its treasures. She is pillaged, plundered, stripped. Hearts melt, knees give way, bodies tremble, every face grows pale. Where now is the lion's den, the place where they fed their young, where the lion and lioness went, and the cubs, when nothing to fear? The lion killed enough for his cubs, and strangled the prey for his mate, filling his lairs with the kill, and his dens with the prey. I am against you, declares the Lord Almighty. I will burn up your chariots in smoke, and the sword will devour your young lions. I will leave you no prey on the earth. The voice of your messengers will no longer be heard. Nahum chapter 3. Woe to Nineveh. Woe to the city of blood, full of lies, full of plunder, never without victims, the crack of whips, the clatter of wheels, galloping horses and jolting chariots, charging cavalry, flashing swords and glittering spears, many casualties, piles of dead, bodies without number, people stumbling over the corpses, all because of the wanton lust of a prostitute, alluring the mistress of sorceries, who enslaved nations by her prostitution and peoples by her witchcraft. I am against you, declares the Lord Almighty. I will lift your skirts over your face. I will show the nations your nakedness and the kingdoms of your shame. I will pelt you with filth. I will treat you with contempt and make you a spectacle. All who see you will flee from you and say, Nineveh is in ruins. Who will mourn for her? Where can I find anyone to comfort you? Are you better than Thebes, situated on the Nile, with water around her? The river was her defence, the waters her wall. Cush and Egypt were her boundless strength. Put and Libya were among her allies. Yet she was taken captive and went into exile. Her infants were dashed to pieces at every street corner. Lots were cast for her nobles, and all her great men were put in chains. You too will become drunk. You will go into hiding and seek refuge from the enemy. All your fortresses are like fig trees with their first ripe fruit. When they are shaken, the figs fall into the mouth of the eater. Look at your troops. They are all weaklings. The gates of your land are wide open to your enemies. Fire has consumed the bars of your gates. Draw water for the siege. Strengthen your defences. Work the clay. Tread the mortar. Repair the brickwork. There the fire will consume you. The sword will cut you down. They will devour you like a swarm of locusts. Multiply like grasshoppers. Multiply like locusts. You have increased the number of your merchants till they are more numerous than the stars in the sky, but like locusts they strip the land and then fly away. Your guards are like locusts, your officials like swarms of locusts that settle in the walls on a cold day, but when the sun appears they fly away and no one knows where. King of Assyria, your shepherds slumber. Your nobles lie down to rest. Your people are scattered on the mountains, with no one to gather them. Nothing can heal you. Your wound is fatal. All who hear the news about you clap their hands at your fall. For who has not felt your endless cruelty? And now we'll go into Revelation. And it's the whole of chapter 13. The beast out of the sea. The dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on its horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. People worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshipped the beast and asked, "Who is like the beast? Who can wage war against it?" The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise its authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. It was given power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them, and it was given authority over every tribe, people, language and nation. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. Whoever has ears, let them hear. If anyone is to go into captivity they will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword they will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people. The beast out of the earth. Then I saw a second beast, coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. It exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf, and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people. Because of the signs it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth. It ordered them to set up an image in honour of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, Lord, you have given us eternal hope. Lord, we pray as this time, and Lord, as we learn about the tribulation and the end times, we pray, Lord, that you would help us and equip us, so that, Lord, we would not fear, but have faith. Lord, that we would not be cowered into doing nothing, but now we would be effective as the bride for you, waiting for your return. Let us be effective every day, Lord Jesus, in talking to people with the gospel and bringing them to you, Lord, to give their lives and hearts to you. And help us, Lord, make great disciples of all nations as you ask us to do. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us our sin, and we repent truly of everything that we have done wrong. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the new life and forgiveness that the blood that you shed means, and the promises, and the promises that you have seen through, that we know that we have eternal life with you. Lord, we pray for our children and our families, that at this time, Lord, it can be difficult and challenging. We pray that they would have great hope and great vision, that they would too be able to be, Lord, just effective in everything that you have commanded for them to do. Help them to learn about Jesus and about the whole Bible. Lord, we pray for our children at school, Lord, that no longer would the Bible be a dirty word in the school, but Lord, that there would be ways of getting the Word of God into the classroom, into the lives of our children, and see them wonderfully change to become disciples of you, Lord Jesus, to become part of the church. We pray for revival, Lord, and start with us every day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and give you all the praise and all the glory in your almighty name. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining with me here today for day 356 of Bible 365. May God bless you, and I'll see you very soon with another reading. Bye just now.